position. The basket's fucked. Oh my God!
Oh, bridge!
The figure eight is in!
Figure eight! Is Oscar gonna tap out? Oh my God!
Here is your winner by submission! And the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair!
Charlotte Flair has done the unimaginable! She is the new SmackDown Women's Champion heading to WrestleMania.
Welcome to the Dirty Sheets Week in Review. I'm Cab Manning along with your host, Mr. Billy Body.
Hey, so it's starting to edge towards WrestleMania and feel like WrestleMania. Although I think SmackDown was a very, very WrestleMania show and Raw was just a nothing show this week.
I always feel the same, that SmackDown is the better show. It does have a better feel to it.
I don't feel like that's been the whole way, the whole time. In addition to that, it's important to clarify, I don't think SmackDown was good and that it made sense. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's very much a lot going on, which makes you feel like it's towards Mania. But to clarify, I don't think the way Kofi Kingston got his shot was good.
Big time.
I think the Charlotte thing should have been done the way we said it at the beginning. And to promote AJ Styles and Kurt Angle and to do that was a fucking joke. But I didn't think SmackDown was a good show. But the sole fact that it had all that on it means that it felt WrestleMania-esque, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the New Day deal I thought was... I was waiting for some bullshit, of course, because I'm like... But the only thing is, like I always say, well, let's wait and see how things end up, because it could be what we have said, our guess, you know, what could happen, that New Day is actually on Vince's side and turns on him. So it would make sense if that happened.
But even so, at this juncture where why put up all the resistance unless you're telling me that the deal with the New Day has not been done yet, and it's, you know, they'll say in the storyline the deal was done after.
But, see, to me,
I mean, the guy looks shit that he couldn't get himself into the main event, and then his two tag team partners get him in. Should have really been the other way around. Should have fucked over the tag team first and then let him get himself in.
Yeah, I mean, well, and then the point is he kind of did get himself in, and then they fucked him and go, oh, one more. You know, it's shit like that where you go, well, so he's not totally destroyed like he fucking lost. He did beat all these people that he was told to. And then get
fucked.
Yeah,
I get that. But, like, then he makes him look bad that he's sitting there eating popcorn in the back and his team get him in. I mean, and then Vince is like, no, no, no. And all of a sudden it's like, yes, but let's see if a B-plus player can win the title.
Yeah,
like,
it was very anticlimactic because you were like, oh, how are they going to get fucked? I'm expecting them to get fucked too and still fight to get in and have something happen that gets them in. And it was like, yeah, they did it. Congratulations, you're in. You're like, what? Oh, it does not make any sense that why were you killing the other one to get in and then your friends get you in? I don't fucking... It. Something has to go on. And my whole thought about a promo after this is all done with if the other two were bad guys, I could have them say, oh, just because, you know, you think you deserved it, everyone... is, you know, thinks you deserve this just because you're older? How about we're more talented? What makes you deserving and us not?
I think, you know, another way they could have gone was they could have turned around and said, okay, so he goes, now that I've seen that, he goes, what's stopping? I don't know. He could have just turned around and said, now after that, he goes, what makes people think the New Day don't deserve a shot at the WWE title? He goes, why is it just Kofi? So Vince could have gone, next week, I've decided that the New Day will compete in a triple threat match to see who goes through to WrestleMania. Like you know, it's because they won. Uh-oh. So make them face Kofi or make him face him in a handicap match or something. In addition to that, what that means, no, triple threat's better, because what happens is when Kofi wins and they all shake hands and stuff, it could be that could be the catalyst in terms of them saying, well, we lost, so we're bitter.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, but I can only see that if last week Vince said, Well, next week I got one more hurdle for him, you know, and leave it at that. And then they could do it because it's like now he already announced, okay, you get to go. So, I mean, obviously they could change whatever they want.
No, I mean, now they can't do it. But like, I mean, I'm saying, like, when he was at the limo, door, he could have turned around and said that the triple threat is next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. That
I
would
just
work.
Think that should have ended last week. That was it. Should have just won. They shouldn't have sent Daniel Bryan out. Once he beat Randy Orton, that was it. Like, that was all, that was enough at that point.
Yeah, they added one more too many ever for a week because it was every week there was something. And I'm like, again, you're cutting it a little fucking short. And
I think essentially overbooking is the key, like, in terms of this Mania, because in terms of that match and the main event as well. It's just very overbooked when you could have just had Becky win a Rumble and you could have had Charlotte beat Oscar and then Becky just turned around and says, oh, fuck this. I want both of them. I don't want to choose. I want both of them.
Yeah, that would have been the better badass type of thing to do. And they didn't do that either. So, I mean, my thought with the whole to seal up the Kofi deal, for a reason for them to be bad guys or what they could also say in a promo would be, you know, just like Vince said, you have to attach yourself to young, you know, better studs than yourself. Look, we even had to get you into Mania. You couldn't even do that by yourself. So it is us. We are the fucking workhorses, not you. Do you really think they would have New Day turn? I don't.
Where else can you go with this now?
I don't know. I mean, but... God, I just can't imagine that they do it. It's like the Cena thing. They should, obviously, because it'll be better for story, but I don't think they will. And it's for no reason. It's just no.
I don't know if they make the company that much money at this juncture where they're unturnable, like you're describing them as.
And I don't even know if it's... God, I mean... I guess that would be the only reason not to do it is for merchandise. But, I mean, you'd have to look at the merchandise sales. Are they selling? I mean, obviously, they are still popular. And, you know, when the Usos said we forfeit, I was surprised with the forfeit thing. And I thought they would I thought they were going to say all that shit and like, double swerve things to where they go, now ring the bell. And then people go, oh, fuck. And then them walk out of the ring and get counted out. So
I thought that was a clever thing to do where they did that, because the thing is with these
saves their faces, you know, yeah, with titles.
It's not just that with these gauntlet matches. Like, why are the people who are not competing for anything bothering? Like, why is Orton a bitch? Why is Samoa Joe a bitch? Why is all these people going out in these gauntlet matches and these tag teams? I can understand why Brian and Rowan go out because the stakes attached. But if you're in a gauntlet match, you're thinking, fuck this. Why do I need to do this?
Yeah, and at the same time, it does make everybody look bad after what did we say before? Like the third? After the third person and you look like a fucking asshole? You're like, there's the guy's dead.
There's that as well, on top of the fact that there is very little reasoning as to why these people would bother being in this match.
Because they're dastardly. I mean? They just want to fuck over his opportunity, and they're bad guys. That comes down to me. That's what I think. But it makes the tag division look like a dog piss. They just beat everybody in the fucking division. After they've been dead, they beat everyone.
Yeah, I think we're like way past the point where that even matters now, to be honest.
Yeah, because that's just what they do. And I mean, I keep wondering, when do you think Cesaro and Sheamus are going to be by themselves? But at the same time, are they dead soon as they go by themselves?
Yeah, I think with all these like people coming in from NXT and all that, I just can't see what would you do with them?
I don't know. That was the first thing I thought. I go, I really think they would be fucking lost. And you can't, I don't think they'd be stupid enough to like, oh, Sheamus will just be a fucking recognized jobber. You can't. I think he would have to win. But I think he would be in limbo.
He still makes $1 million a year, Sheamus. Like, so I don't think he can go down to that point. That just it's not an option, really.
But I just don't think they would have anything for him to do. I just don't know if they would. They'd have to come up with a whole new fucking gimmick. Not even gimmick, but whole new fucking reasoning and story and like what you would have to have a whole fucking plan with that. I mean, Cesaro, they would just have fucking lose because that's what they fucking do with him. They don't give a shit.
No.
Yeah, he win the fucking Andre. That was good enough.
Yeah, it doesn't matter either.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that they finally announced the women's battle royale today.
Yeah, well, I mean,
God.
The story behind that is that that women's battle royale wasn't happening this year because they had the tag match and they had the Oscar match was going to have four people in it anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they weren't going to do a women's battle royale. And then when they decided to do this title match, they decided that they were going to take the title off her. They decided they had space for the battle royal. But I think that will be premised with them saying, look, Oscar, we're sorry. We need this match is too important.
Yeah.
You can win the battle royal.
So, yeah, I was thinking that too, that she'd win the battle royal. Just
she has to win the battle royal.
God, I was actually thinking then, I go, you know what? Man, they're going to have Mandy win this fucking battle royal because I think they want to fucking push her as the fucking face of the goddamn company. Because she's so fucking good looking. Just by looks.
Do you think that's what they're doing, though?
I mean, it does make sense if Asuka wins it. But then again, they could kind of do something with Asuka where she fucking flips the fuck out and goes crazy. I do like the fact that it's like they're building up that she's never beat Charlotte. So they could use that one day. That every time she's a fucking wrecking ball but loses.
She beat Becky, tapped her out.
Isn't yeah.
Even, I mean, that could be the first contender.
They have to mention that on, I think, next week. You fucking tapped out to her, and I made her tap out twice. But they haven't said, I guess, until we'll probably hear it this week. Are they unifying them? Or we haven't, like, officially heard. Have they said anything? I assume, but have they said?
I would think it would make no sense at all unless they did unify them at this point, because why did you do that otherwise?
And I think it's better for the division as a whole if there is one belt. We've said that from fucking day one. Just have one. And, I mean, it does cut down on riffraff, because I think when it's separated, you could have had Mandy win the fucking title. But when it is not separated, I think she has a long way to fucking go to get that fucking title.
Yeah, and everybody has a long way to go, and that's why you have the formation of more tag teams
mm-hmm.
in this division, which is the whole point.
Yeah, how are you feeling about overall? It's going to be the first ever women's main event at Mania.
Yeah, see, I spoke about this on a piece I did for the Patreon page, mm-hmm. but I feel all right about it. Like, I mean, obviously, there was a time a year and a half ago where I just said, this is bullshit. Like, this women's push is forced and mm-hmm. it's down our throats and no one's over and people don't care and they're getting up to take a piss and everything. And that was all still true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this has proved me wrong in any way. Like, I was
because they
right
have a storyline now. A fucking actual, you're actually invested in the fucking storyline. That's all we ask.
Right. That's not the only thing. The first, like, in terms of at the time, it was just shoved down our throat, history, and it,
yeah,
and it
for history's sake. Yeah.
Now, they tried to do a storyline here, but they ballsed it up. The thing that really works here is the fact that Ronda is convincing in her role. Becky just got mm-hmm. really popular.
Yep.
And Charlotte, despite all of the shit booking and the fact that they tried to shove everything down our throats, she remained consistent with what everything she did, even though those matches were forced and were not organic and shouldn't have been in the places that they were. When she was in the ring, she hasn't had any bad matches of anybody. So all three of them do deserve to be here, especially off the back of two of the three performers in this match had the best two matches at Mania last year. Ronda in her match, the mm-hmm. mixed tag, and Charlotte against Oscar. So they already laid the foundations last year where when you said originally it was going to be Rousey versus Charlotte, you kind of accepted it off the back of where you could say, all right, these two women put in the best performances last year, so maybe they can get to it like that. Becky obviously you couldn't leave out because she became more popular than everybody else. And when you have Rollins and AJ and people like that in the company that have been given titles and pushes and every opportunity to sell merchandise and be really popular. And I'm not saying that Rollins and AJ aren't. They've been surpassed by Becky considerably in all facets, in terms of crowd response, in terms of social media, and in terms of like merchandise and sales for the first quarter of the year. So she deserves to be there like the other three. Now, finally, we're at a point where three people deserve it. They've been let down by Vince McMahon, and been let down by the writers, and they've been let down by the fact of the way that they got to this match, but they've carried everything that they've been given to do. So you can't really fault them for that. And Rousey especially is of the most interest in her, because she's doing what she probably should have done in the first place.
You know, you got to give a lot of credit to Rousey. I mean, if you think about it, she's been there a year, and she probably not the, you know, the best, obviously, polish-wise, actual wrestling, but there's no, like, you don't go, oh, she's fucking bad. Like, you don't see a drop-off to where you see with a lot of the women, like Lana. Like, she.
I was just going to say, let's draw a comparison to your friend Lana. Like, I mean, she's been, like, in that performance center since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see
zero improvement.
Any progress in 6 years. And then imagine where, if Ronda was to do, I don't think she will, but imagine she was still actively wrestling in 2024, right?
Yeah.
Imagine what she would be like. And then look at what Lana has achieved in 6 years when she's practiced every week.
I mean, some people are athletically gifted, you know, and have coordination. It's, Lana is the case.
I'm certain that someone with a disability would be wrestling better with Lana with 6 years training.
God, I mean, obviously, like I said, I think you're born with some athleticism to you and coordination. But Lana is the case of, she could do a lot of things decently in life, like as in dancing and acting or whatever. She could do a lot of things decently. She can't do one thing very well. And that's always seemed to be her problem. She was in this girl group. She was into fucking acting. She's into this fucking dance bullshit. And she does a little bit of everything, but nothing better than the rest. And she was on her fucking Instagram today yelling about, oh, you know, my plan was to go to WrestleMania and call out Asuka for the title. But now that she's lost, and I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind, you know, trying to bullshit, like, I'm going to just go there. And then she goes, you know, I should go there now, but it's probably a little bit above my my grade to go there, but I should be able to get into that match and have it be a four-way. I'm like, oh, dear. Fucking everyone would jump on her like a fucking wolf trying to pin her. Be like, get the fuck
out of
here.
I don't even think Oscar herself now could turn around and say, I want to get my belt back and I want to use my, you know, there's no rematch clauses now anyway, but I've been saying not even she would be credible enough to say she wants a four-way. The thing is that this whole thing was set up with the McMahons and all of that, where they said they were going to improve the product. The whole idea behind that was initially to try and find an excuse to get these two SmackDown women to challenge for the title. And the best way that they had was the original way, where Becky just says that she wants to face both after winning the Royal Rumble. And then it just got really, really overbooked with the whole you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. If you win this match, you're in. And then Ronda comes down and puts her in and then turns heel in the middle of it. And Charlotte's just there for no reason. She's been put there by Vince, and she really had no right to be there until she won this title. And maybe they just clocked that and thought, you know what, we fucked this. And
well, as you remember, they fucked up her doing the whole, I apologize, because it should have been, I apologize, or I don't apologize. And Vince goes, well, I have no choice but to put Charlotte in the match. And then there's a fucking reason for it. It was, she apologized, and she still said, go fuck yourself, I'm putting Charlotte in.
Well, in addition to that, like, even just before Becky said, she goes, it should be me and Ronnie. And she goes, and then you got Charlotte, the third wheel, and all this just before the promo. I think that was echoing some sort of backstage discussion that they had and just scripted it into Becky's promo, where they really did feel, shit, we put Charlotte in this and she does feel like a third wheel and she needs something. Even as, and I know that we've decided against the unification, but now it feels like we should go back to it. And also, even if they do unify, doesn't mean that that's going to be one belt. I mean, they can then make the decision to have Becky or whoever wins defend the titles separately. So, I mean, that would be stupid.
Oh, jeez. Be like, I'm putting up the the fucking SmackDown one today.
Oh, I'm putting up there. Well, it won't be. She'll have multi-brand rights. So she'll just say, oh, I'm just going to put up the blue one.
God.
Would you like red or blue?
Fucking Matrix over here.
Yeah, M&Ms.
The way they save this a little bit, like we wanted Becky to say, I want, you know, I'm not choosing. I want you both. She could kind of do that now and say, oh, fucking hot shit. Both of you are such fucking hot shit with your belts. All right, let's see who's got the fucking bigger pair of fucking balls. How about we say fucking winner takes all and put them on the spot and have them be kind of scared and be like, fuck, you know, not, it's, you know, that's the way she gets over as more of the badass. Be like, put your money where your mouth is. Winner takes everything. What do you say? And then put them on a spot.
I think obviously that would be for Charlotte. She would have to, it would have to be winner takes all, because she's saying, why am I putting my belt up on the line? Because I can already win Ronda's belt anyway.
Yeah.
And so Ronda only is, and Becky are the only ones that gain because they get to win an extra championship. And now for the heel to agree with for that, it's quite difficult. I think they really missed the trick here, because if Becky's winning, then it could have turned around. Instead of Triple H and Batista having this stipulation where he has to quit if he loses,
mm-hmm,
I think Becky could have done that, where she said, well, we got two belts. What are you putting up?
Oh.
And then she could have had the one, been the one that turned around and said
but
that.
But that always makes
gives
you
away
think,
the result.
It does. It's like we saw with the WCW pay-per-view. Where it was, these were the stipulations, and you were like, well, that one's out the fucking door, because that means NWO
well, you know
is
what?
Gone
then
for 3 years.
They should just fucking have a, like, roll into NXT next week.
Oh, God. Just, I'm starting over.
And just fucking beat. No, no, no. Just go and beat.
Oh, go take that belt. You're like, fuck it. We're going to do them all now.
Here you go.
I think they could get away with it. Like you say, it's hard for the heel to be like, okay, I'm putting it on the line. But yeah. I could see her talk. I think they could do it with her talking a lot of shit and saying how, you know, oh, I'm the fucking baddest. And then she's cornered about it and has to have that face where you're like, fuck. And everyone's looking at you, egging you on. And you're like, fine.
But as it stands, though, it is a unification match anyway, but for only one person. Even if they turn around and say, no, it's not for both titles, well, one person can still actually unify.
Yeah, one person can. Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to hit the nail on the head where she's the one who brings it up and says it. I think it has to go to the good guy that says fucking, that pushes that. And it's like, oh, look what she fucking invented, you know?
Yeah, I would think that she just gets made to do it by somebody. Or, you know, you just cut one of those promos where Becky's like, oh, you're a chicken.
It'd
like,
have to be Stephanie, too, doesn't it? Because who else is left? Shane can't go out there. Vince can't go out there because Vince is being a fucking asshole. So it's like you need one person that's fucking that will be represented to say, okay, this is what's going to happen and make the match.
I think there was a hint of like what direction they could go in a commentary where they said, what happens if Charlotte wins? Will you have two matches at WrestleMania? And I think they'll turn around to her and go, look, you're going to have to wrestle twice because this belt must be defended or you can put it up in this match. And given that choice, the heel then does turn around and say, all right, I'll put it up in the match then instead. I'm not fucking fighting twice.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
This could be really interesting to see which one. We're going to be texting each other, go, oh, look at what the fuck. And you know what? It'll probably be lame as shit, and it won't even be close to anything we've said.
And the funny thing is, it's like, it's just fucking, we're still hitting Monday, and we don't know the exact layout and structure of these matches. But there were some odd, there's been some odds being released throughout the week, so I want to just talk about those quickly. Because I'm going to put this show out to my Lock Betting Patreons as well. And then we're going to have a proper big preview next week with predictions and everything. We're going to bring everybody on because me and Nick are going to the show, even though he retired officially from wrestling fandom in the 2018. He's still going to WrestleMania with a $1,000 ticket. So
that's some retirement.
Yeah.
He retired as much as the Bellas did.
He's retired like Conor McGregor retired the other day.
Is he back to?
Not yet, but I mean, he will be.
Yeah.
So Becky Lynch is 2-5 favorite, which means you have to put on 50 to win 20. With 70 overall. Rousey's the second favorite at 7-2, and Charlotte is the underdog at 9-2. So, I mean, they clearly feel that Becky's winning.
Yeah.
We got Rollins and Brock Lesnar. And this is interesting now because I'm certain now that Brock Lesnar is winning.
Wow.
Seth Rollins opened up as a 1-4 favorite and it was 5-2 for Lesnar. It changed to 1-2 and 6-4. And now the odds are exactly the same. They are both 10-11 versus 10-11.
Really?
And, I'm convinced at this point, and I was anyway, because of the positioning of this match, that Brock wins this match.
Wow. Wow. So Seth you don't Rollins think they're going to do a Mania 9?
Oh, God. No, I don't think that. I wouldn't go that far.
It's. I mean, they can't even come. They can't even do something close to that because people will all remember, you know? It can't even be close.
I just think this has had a very low-key build, and I don't think that... I think this has to be a case of, you're close, now try and win it in Saudi Arabia kind of thing.
Wow.
Or Jesus Roman Christ. Wins it in Saudi Arabia.
They constantly fucking do this where you think, okay, it's time for Lesnar to be done, and he fucking wins again, like last year's Mania. I don't really
want him to be... I don't want him to be done, like, in the middle of a WrestleMania card. It's not... I don't want him to be done anyway. So I want him to like stick around. I'm not bothered about his part time shit like most people. But I think that it can't be done on the 7th or 8th match of when this Mania's like got stats. So.
Oh, you mean on the 30th match of the night?
Yeah, but I mean it's not even if it's the match, the 30th match, it still won't be the last.
I know exactly. There's 40, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God, your asshole is going to be so. You better bring a donut to sit on.
I feel like neither of these championships are certain to change. But I feel that if one of them did change, it would be Kofi and not Rollins. I've just never felt like Rollins was going to win.
They really need to fucking unify that shit too. God,
so
they don't know what to do with that belt.
So Kofi's 1-3 and Bryan is 9-4. So that means out of Becky, Rollins, and Kofi so far, Kofi is the shortest favorite and the most likely to win, according to the bookies. I disagree with that as well.
You don't think he's going to come away with it, huh? Because it's a little too obvious like that they're going to celebrate it.
I disagree with him with either of those two being stronger favorites than Becky because I feel if Becky doesn't leave with the belt on at WrestleMania in the last match, it's going to be a riot.
So yeah, I think that's the biggest guarantee of all of them, yeah, that Becky wins the fucking title.
So you heard my story about the last time they ever spoke to Ronda Rousey about the WrestleMania match was back when she agreed to lose to Charlotte a year ago. So there has not actually been a conversation about her, you call tapping out to a finish. Because I think as soon as that conversation comes up, they're going to be told to fuck themselves.
What a weirdo. You know, I mean, if that's the case, I'd like to think better of people and think that they'd be like, yeah, I'm hired to play a fucking role. You know, you don't tell the fucking movie person, oh, this guy beats you up. No. I mean, it pretty much is a fucking live movie. It's Broadway.
But it's got pretty personal though, like in terms of a lot of the, social media stuff and whatnot. And I mean,
I would really love to know if they talk though, because I really think they're fine.
No, they were obviously authorized to do it, but I don't, and they obviously talk, but in terms of Rousey going down the hole,
still takes it. Yeah,
this is fake, and I'll beat the fuck out of both of you, and both at the same, and all this stuff. It kind of feels like she probably wasn't supposed to turn around and say as much as that.
You got to ask your friend. He's got to know, right?
He just about knows his own shit. So, are you talking about Drew? Or
yeah.
About, yeah, I mean, there's a few people I can ask. I mean, I've been pretty much on top of this Mania in particular. It's been pretty decent in terms of even little shitty things like getting the exact finish of that Rousey and Becky match and knowing that Baron Corbin was going to pin Strowman in that pay-per-view.
I would assume that he has had to, and the other guys have had to say in the back, just shooting the shit, go, oof, was she told to fucking say that this shit's fake? I can imagine those words have had to be shot out of somebody that knows, you know, just reads shit and goes, ooh, was that allowed to, or is she in trouble?
In all honesty, you, like, sometimes they don't see it. Like, sometimes...
You tell him, I know. He's like, really?
I tell wrestlers about... They really, really don't watch the other matches. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know the story about 3MB sitting in the back and they heard Brock's music again and they ran to the monitors and Undertaker had lost.
Yeah.
And I got that story from all three of them. Like, so...
That is funny.
They told it to me together on there at my at the strip club I was working at, and they told me, like, yeah, we were just sitting there and we heard Brock's music and we didn't understand why it was playing. So, I mean, it's not how you think. Carrying on, Triple H is 2-5 and Batista's 7-4. I could put 500 on that just to win 200.
God.
Batista's not retiring Triple H unless he's staying.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, in wrestling, it doesn't even fucking matter if you do.
Yeah, that's true. But I wouldn't think so. I mean, the whole
Triple
way...
Triple H needs to finally get a fucking win.
He hasn't won a Mania since Sting, but at the same time...
4 years today, by the way.
At the same time, you can see what's going to happen, because even Batista's turning around and saying, I always wanted to have my last match with Triple H. And that was the mistake in terms of this line. It's like, he could have just said, I've always wanted to beat Triple H at WrestleMania. But that's stupid, because he already did at WrestleMania 21 in the main event. In a match that was much more important. This build has been bad. Like, I don't understand. Like, all they've got is that the Spice Girls promo, and that's it.
Yeah, and the fucking a gay porn promo. Jesus Christ. Actually, vomiting on the microphone. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, and that was funny, like, when Triple H put that in his letter from the attorney this
week.
Oh,
did he fucking say that? You know what's funny is Faust goes, oh, I'm having a hard time doing this, almost as hard as fucking Triple H getting his fucking envelope out of his jacket. And I go, you know what? I would like to say I saw that, but I fucking fell asleep with the fucking remote in my hand. So I only saw a second of him talking.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
Triple H's promo is really good.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back then after we're done and watch that, because I totally missed.
I mean, you're gonna want to put it in at the end of the show, because when he goes, I got a letter from Dave's attorney, and he says, what Dave wants, what he really, really wants, what he really, really wants.
Oh, that's fucking great.
It is good.
It's DX Triple H. That's when you get good ones. Good stuff.
No, but he actually did it in a serious voice, like he was reading.
Oh, he was totally straight faced about it. That's funny.
Yeah, deadpanned it completely. there's a lot of these 2-5 favorites. The Miz is a 2-5 favorite against Shane. Shane is 7-4. Angle again 2-5. Baron Corbin 7-4. If that even happens,
You know what? It doesn't look like it's happening at this point.
It's not happening.
No, huh?
If it happens, it'll happen in
2 seconds. I got you. Yeah,
but Cena is facing Angle,
but they're just not going to mention it first.
There was a story put out this week where it said they haven't been able to negotiate with the Undertaker, and now John Cena is going to interrupt Elias.
Really?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, that's what they say. That's what they put out. Yeah,
because Elias has already had one segment canceled to get Undertaker. The reason Elias's original segment was canceled, where he was going to smash Jeff Jarrett and Road Dogg and Honky Tonk all over the head with a guitar. There was going to be like a three-person performance, and then he was going to take everybody out. But that's been cut off the show. And I think there was like an issue with Honky Tonk Man has been turning down the Hall of Fame for years because he doesn't think $5,000 and a ring is enough, which is what the minimum fee
is. They give
is.
You
and
five grand for going in the Hall of Fame? No shit.
Yeah.
You imagine you turn down. I mean, go fuck yourself. I mean, that's what the fuck?
That's the bottom, like, person gets fired. The others are all getting a lot more than that.
I mean, it's... I would do it, obviously, for fucking free. You're just getting... You're just being in the Hall of Fame, immortalized, and, okay, you know, appreciated for your accomplishments. What the fuck?
Especially if you're a guy that lives off autograph signings, like Honky Tonk Man.
Man, that's fucking unreal. You can market yourself, and yeah, like you with the autograph thing, you're going to charge more.
Well, you put Hall of Fame in the autograph, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Like, totally. I honestly... this might be, like, pretty lame... but I actually feel like after it happens, I want to get another Honky Tonk item signed because I already have like a few. But mm-hmm. This decent like new figures coming out. Have you seen these figures coming out where the wrestlers are inside a video game box?
Yeah, remember I told you about the Shawn Michaels one?
Oh, yeah. They got a Honky Tonk one of those. I'd like to get that signed.
You know, I could get something signed for you easily because I know somebody who's pretty good friends with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you need something, I could get it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not an expensive guy to meet. Like, he's not like Hogan where it's $200. He's like a $20 guy, so.
Yeah, hell, my friend could give him a call and fucking just send him something.
let's finish off here. Orton is 4-6, and the 4-6 favorite, and AJ's 11-10. I think that one's as close that we've got so far to a toss-up. But in saying that, I feel they've got some of the results wrong. Oh, actually, no, sorry. Brock and Rollins was a complete split.
Be ready for Orton to leave to go to AEW.
Of course. Joe is 1-2 and Mysterio is 6-4. And
why is that a match? That's a waste.
So, I think he's going to beat his son up next week on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this. I'm like... Fuck, I keep thinking it was going to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. I'm like, he's going to beat the shit out of him, right?
Or his son's going to turn heel on him, and he's going to be like, why did you put me up for grabs in that ladder match?
Like, oh, I'm your poppy match.
Yeah.
I'm not even your son. Look at the size difference. I'm clearly Eddie's.
The favorite for the Battle Royal is Braun Strowman at 6-5.
Yeah.
Which I cannot see anyone else winning. I think that's a good bet.
Watch them give it to one of these Saturday Night Live guys.
I feel that Strowman and Oscar have to get these battle royals as almost an apology at this point.
And like I said, when I was telling you to give Drew a line for the fucking battle royal, say, you want to give me the battle royal? No, thank you. Fuck. I look at the track record of the people who've won. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Finn Balor is a 1-5 favorite and Bobby Lashley is 10-3. So, I mean, it's pretty much locked in that that's going to be the demon Finn Balor winning the title mm-hmm. back.
Pretty much why they gave it back to him, just so he could come back and get it as a demon.
Yeah, exactly. So he had something to do here. Yeah. It wasn't dead boring.
I am shocked how many fucking matches. I'm really surprised. I'm like, wow, it's really more and more. How many are there now? You got to count on that?
Oh man, I'll do a count in a minute. Let's finish off the.
So where are the Usos in the Battle Royal too?
They don't even have a match. I would think they're going to be in a tag match of some sort.
They sure fucking should. They're such a fucking talent, and they are just.
But I just feel like I feel like the Hardys were the only team you hadn't seen them against, and if they're in the Battle Royal, that's just terrible.
Yeah, whatever happened to the fucking? Wasn't there going to be the fucking a 4-way ladder?
4-team ladder match. Yeah.
Jesus.
Maybe they've just decided that can go at Extreme Rules because they haven't got anything there. And that does make sense.
They better fucking announce it. They got one show
the month after, so.
Extreme Rules. I thought you meant just to have Extreme Rules. Fuck.
No, I'm saying they may have saving it for the next pay-per-view because they've got nothing there.
How embarrassing is that Snicker commercial, by the way?
Well, with Rude and Gable.
Yeah. Fuck.
A lot of people like that commercial.
Really? That's painful. It's painful to me to see. I'm like, ooh, the acting is terrible. It's just, fuck. I mean, Rude's fucking great, for God's sake.
I thought the Paige one was worse.
I forget what the fuck Paige did.
I don't know what it was.
Well, Lana is doing a fucking Snickers now. And I'm like, oh, why do they buy into it? Don't give her anything to do.
Maybe she's fucking doing the. Maybe she's doing the character now where she doesn't remember who she is.
No shit. And
when she eats it, she'll just fucking turn back into a bimbo that doesn't talk.
Well, it's funny because I guess her and fucking Rusev are teaming with one other guy and they're writing a fucking comic book.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell
is that? He's not on Mania and neither is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, they've got to be in the fucking Battle Royal. It's just everyone's in that.
They got to be in a match with the Usos, like those two at least, and maybe another two. I just don't understand why you put the Hardys back together and then put them in a Battle Royal. It's just fucking stupid.
How about Asuka and Shinsuke were both fighting for championship last year, and now they're in a fucking Battle Royal?
If they are in a Battle Royal, yeah. Let's finish these. Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is 1-3, and Drew's 9-4.
I think that's another guarantee.
For Roman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do as well. Because Drew's not told me anything.
He's got to. He come back from fucking this bullshit with the cancer and everything, and I'm like, no, he has to get his little triumphant return, of course.
Boston Hug Connection 4-7. Iconics 11-4, second favorites. Don't know how that's happened.
Really?
That's changed. Tamina and Nia are the biggest underdogs on this match, 14-1.
Hmm.
And Natalia and Beth are 5-1.
Hmm.
And the last match just added, there is a cruiserweight match as well, but it's not got any betting odds on where I'm looking. Oscar is 6-4. To win the Battle Royal. Lacey Evans is 5-2. Mandy's 5-1. And everybody else is bigger odds than that. I think it's between those three anyway.
Wow. That'd be goofy if Lacey won. Shouldn't have done anything. At least Mandy's been, you know, in this mix.
Yeah,
maybe Sonya fucks her over by accident again. And that's how Asuka wins it. It's like, then it could fucking start something, you know. But there's no title involved, so.
Yeah, I can see it coming down to those two and Oscar. Or maybe like their finish is something like Oscar's getting everybody out and maybe Mandy thought she was out and hides under the ring or some shit like that. I tell you, this Battle Royal is certainly going on in the pre-show. And so is the Cruiserweight match, obviously. And then it's just take your pick for whatever else goes there. I would say Joe and Mysterio is the third match. Looking at it,
I'm saying Mandy throws Sonya out and then Sonya fucks her over at the end.
But what are you looking at for pre-show? Say there's three pre-shows.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, both Battle Royals. Obviously, Cruiserweight. So that's three.
Oh, sorry, both Battle Royals.
Yeah.
No. Those Saturday night guys are not going in the Battle Royal. They're going on the main show.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So that starts the show then, right?
I would think not. I would think probably you want to start fast. I think you start with AJ and Orton, don't you?
Ooh.
I think maybe if the tag match gets made, that could go on the pre-show.
You know, that I'm thinking the Andre thing. Could that be the popcorn match?
No, I wouldn't leave for that. I would.
That's the match before the main event.
Yeah, maybe that's what Strowman's spot was last year when he won the title with the kids. So
yeah.
Yeah, so that's how the betting odds look anyway. I think there's a good chance to make some money there. I think I would honestly recommend getting on Braun Strowman for the Battle Royal. And then I think Brock Lesnar is really good odds. He's going to retain the title. But if you want to have a big bet, like 200-300 pounds on parlay Triple H with Finn Balor and Roman Reigns. I don't think you can lose that bet.
I'm gonna have to send you some money.
Triple H, Finn Balor, and Roman Reigns, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you really feel brave, stick Becky on as well. But I think those three.
Ooh, I would say the Becky one's good too. You know what? What if I gave you 100 and put that on all that four? What would the fuck would I get?
Let me have a look, because there's a section here that says request the bets and they work it out for you. What was the combo? So Triple H, Roman, and Finn is at 11 to 10. So that's 100 on that returns and 210.
And Becky.
You can't add Becky to it because it's not one of the fixed bets. But you can have Triple H, Becky, and Finn without Roman, which is 5 to 4. Or you could have Roman, Finn, and Becky without Triple H, which is 11 to 8. But there's nothing here with four selections on it. It's always, oh, hold on. As it goes further down, there is, but that particular combination is not included. So you can have 3 out of 4. That's how I would bet anyway. I would take 3 out of 4 and then 3 out of 4 and then 3 out of 4 again. At least you're covered.
Oh, so you're, splitting it and doing all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to fucking do that then. I should do it fucking soon before they fucking change all that shit. And hey, could you put Strowman in that too?
Nah, it's weird. You can't parlay that much in wrestling, but you can parlay the existing combos that they already have out. But yeah, again, it's weird because I was looking at this at the beginning and thinking, oh, Becky and Seth, but literally gone. As soon as I started to think about it, more and more, for quite a long time, I've had this feeling that it's just, after all of this, right? And also the fact is they're not been bringing Brock in a lot at all. Mm-hmm. They brought him in to do that little bit where he cost Seth the match against Drew McIntyre. And that's it. And then he had the first week after the Royal Rumble, wasn't it? Where he beat him up because he was already there from his own Royal Rumble title defense. So he's appeared 3 times to build up this WrestleMania. Sorry, it will be 3 times after the go-home show. I just feel that doesn't say to me that Lesnar's losing the title. It just says to me that we're going to get more out of this. Because this is different to last year, whereas it's not the main event. Like last year, they pulled that stunt in the main event. This year, if Lesnar wins, you just move on with your life and move on with the show. It's just like, all right, so we're used to this.
Exactly. It's. I think they're almost trying to lull you because you always go, okay, well, this is where he loses. And yeah, I think they want to get you to where you go, I don't fucking know if he's going to.
Yeah, I think unless he's fighting someone called Roman Reigns, I will not be convinced that he's going to. I think the weird thing is that the way that Roman has been portrayed and the way people have reacted to him since he's come back, I don't think they need to do it in Saudi, because before it was kind of like, we'll do it in Saudi. They'll cheer everything. They'll cheer the goodies and they'll boo the baddies. But now it's a waste to do it in Saudi because the reaction will be less than if they do it in America, providing it's not a case of, oh, like Brock beat Seth and now Roman has to come step straight in. Like it's just, and that would even be worse as well. So for 2 reasons, you don't do it in Saudi. Number one, you don't need to, because their reaction will be lessened. And number two, that's the quickest way people will turn on him and go, oh, you just couldn't fucking wait, could you?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait for him to like win at WrestleMania again. And he beat Drew and he beat Brock and we've got all the way back to where we were.
It seems like it's
and they'll start saying like, I bet he didn't even have leukemia either. Watch.
It seems like a good way to, if he has to get the title, cause people are booing Brock pretty good, which I'm surprised by. And he's actually still being a little bit cheered. So if you're going to do it, you know, those are the two to do it with right there.
Yeah, but not straight away, because that will turn into the negative reaction then. I don't know who else Brock would face in Saudi, though. That's the problem, because it's, unless he faces Rollins in a rematch, I don't know how you get out of this match and then do a rematch anyway. That's the other thing, because it's going to have to be a clean finish because it's Mania.
Do we see Ambrose at all, you think?
I don't think so.
I thought he was going to be done that other time, and he showed up on Raw. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was
shit.
Weird. That was the weird thing is that Drew killed him worse the first time than he did this week.
Drew had a good reaction though. Like, what the fuck? You're here? Like, you're not dead?
Yeah, but that's the thing. He proper killed him last time with a pencil in the eye and
the
he
kick.
Kicked him into that barrier. And then this week he just made him, you know, not stand up for 10 seconds. It's really like should have been booked the other way around.
Still don't think he's leaving.
Yeah. I don't know at this point. I mean,
it's weird.
He lost a lot of matches.
Yeah.
Even to people like EC3, they clearly have no plans for because he's losing to fucking
that poor bastard.
Tyler Breeze.
That's unbelievable. My God. He's got to be
like,
watch
what that
video? The fuck? Yes. Fucking hell, dude. This poor bastard, he fucking totally fucked one of the writer's fucking wives or something. Maybe he fucked Vince's wife.
He's doing that whole like narcissist gimmick and that, and then he loses and he just sits in the corner. When he loses like that, he looks like such a douche. Like, especially when he's losing to a jobber like that.
Maybe it brings out Dixie. That helps.
I mean, Dixie's not doing anything. Dixie could actually come in and be his manager at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Dixie's been on like the programs they've had, so she.
You know, maybe they really do think that that's her nephew, and that's why they're booking him like this.
They're like, we're gonna show her.
We're going to show her because she was a real serious threat to us at no point ever. All right, should we close out?
Yes, we should.
We saved something for the big show next week.
Yeah.
Which is going to have Umar on supporting all the...
supposedly.
All the black wrestlers on this show. Which is only Kofi. Like, the rest of them are all in a battle royal. Which
well,
is
you like
cool.
When I told them that they were changing their name, the New Day's name, right? He fell right into that trap.
I think Brian's joke was good as well this week, where he said you could change, get anyone from NXT and call them, what was it, early evening?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Something like morning fresh. Or...
Fresh
afternoon or something it was.
Yeah, something like that. And throw out waffles, it'd be the same shit.
You had to think about what the joke was at first, and then you got it like, yeah, it was good shit. But I tell you what, you're gonna want to put in at the end of this is the Triple H bit. Like, and then when you go and listen to it, you'll be impressed.
Okay, that'll be at the end of this then.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you close.
All right. Well, you know where to find us. We're at the Dirty Sheets pod, of course, and you could all go to at Real Wrestlingus. You go to patreon.com/thedirtysheets for all of your information, which. You might want to go there because Billy has posted some news on Patreon that all the Patreons get. And by the way, everyone, I listened to it ahead of time because I'm special like that, like Short Bus special. And he yells and screams at certain people, which I won't mention right here. You'll want to go fucking listen because
you're saying that and you're reminding me to upload that piece because I actually
you haven't uploaded it yet.
No, because I sent it to you first to check that it wasn't, like, too much. Like, I didn't want to...
Because, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing he did, he would have been sued for fucking slander. So, it had to get pulled back just a little bit. And it wasn't even slander. It was more of physical threats. The police would have fucking came to his house. So, after that got fixed, if this doesn't sell a subscription to the fucking Patreon... I don't know fucking what will, because you want to hear what the fuck he said, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I've been Kev Manning. He's been Billy Body. Go to patreon.com/thedirtysheets. Find out. We'll talk to you later.
This doesn't make me happy. This is a letter from Batista's lawyer. This letter states that Dave Batista will not be competing at WrestleMania this year. Unless I agree to yet one more stipulation. Now, this letter for the stipulation goes all over the place. It's kind of rambling and it goes on and on. Dave talks about a lot of things. He talks about his recent realization that I started Evolution as a way to protect my own assets and keep the world title around my waist longer. Really, Dave? You just figured that one out now, 13 years later, huh? Dave apparently had a big week. He realized that and that the moon is not made of cheese. So it was successful for him. He also believes that Evolution did nothing for his career, but yet when he walked in Evolution, he was the deacon, carrying around a collection plate and following Devon Dudley around. But yet when he left Evolution, he was the world heavyweight champion. He also believes that my obsession with him prevented him, after he left Evolution, from having a meaningful career. But yet, 6 world championships later, he only quit when he realized he just couldn't beat John Cena. The letter did eventually get to the stipulation, which I will read from this letter because I want to make sure that I accurately reflect Dave's feelings. Dave said, and I quote, "If you would like me to appear then at WrestleMania, you will give me what I want. What I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I wanna. I mean, this goes on and on. It is like pages of I wanna. Basically, let me just cut to the chase. He says here, I want you to put your career on the line at WrestleMania, meaning that if he beats me at WrestleMania, I will never compete in this ring again. Dave, you beat up a 70-year-old man 1 year after being on his deathbed. You put him back in the hospital, all in a lame attempt to get yourself a match at WrestleMania. I then agreed to go to MetLife Stadium on the biggest stage that there is, 75,000 people there, WrestleMania. I agreed to it, and yet you send this letter because this is what you do. This is just another attempt by you to quit. I am not going to let you quit this time, Dave. I'm gonna make you stand up to your commitment. I'm gonna make you show up. You see, you believe I'm obsessed with you. Here's the thing, Dave. I don't give a crap about you. I never have. There is no obsession. The only thing I am obsessed with, I am obsessed with kicking your ass. And to be honest, if at that this point in your career and in my career, I cannot beat a self-deluded like you, then I'd have no business being in this ring anyways. You want my career on the line at WrestleMania, Dave? You got it.
Wow. Triple H, Batista, no holds barred. If Batista wins, Triple H won't compete again.